So you have a homeowner's policy, and you've got a home full of belongings and things that you treasure. And then comes that moment where you've got to make a claim. Jared Dunn from Country Financial is with us at home. Do I need to keep a very detailed record of all the personal property that I have in my home?
You know, it's not a bad idea. I can only speak for my insurance carrier that we represent with Country Financial and say that we don't require receipts, or we don't require, you know, proof of coverage. But what we've learned, especially through the storms that came through this earlier this year in March, is that it's such a traumatic experience for the client and the insured that it's not a bad idea just to have pictures or videos of everything that you own, just to help you remember. So when you're writing everything out, that that you can easily recall, as opposed to just relying on your memory from those pictures or from those videos. So it's definitely encouraged. I wouldn't say required, at least for where my office is.
Because it's I think sometimes people get the feeling of, I got to do an inventory, you know, book this title, you know, and this piece of clothing and all of that sort of thing. You don't need to go to that extreme.
Back when I first started, that was, we would used to give our homeowners, you know, with a policy packet, an inventory list, just, and again, as a, hey, this may help you when you do have a claim. But now with the advances in technology, even if something does happen to your phone, you're still able to go to your phone provider and go get those photos or those videos off the web, or the cloud, I guess, to be able to utilize those, to pull them back up. And when that does happen, refresh your memory and be able to write those things out for your adjuster.
And we're talking about something as simple as just taking your iPhone or your Android device and just walking around your house?
Absolutely. Basically just go into each room and kind of do a 360 around the room slowly, so you get a good snapshot of all your personal property items in there. It's always important to check with your insurance agent or your carrier about limits on personal property, because certain things like jewelry or firearms or even currency or collectibles, they'll have limits on the policy. So you want to know what those are to make sure you're not in a bad spot if something did happen to a piece of jewelry that you know, you may have gotten from your mom or your grandma, and want to make sure you get that full value for that. So it's important to know those limits on there as well.
Would I be correct in saying don't forget the garage and the attic?
Absolutely. Anywhere you have, it could be even a detached garage out away from the home. You know, we get questions about that all the time. Even though it's not in the primary structure, your personal property is covered even in those, you know, it could be a rental storage unit or a detached garage.
A lot of those places where that valuable lawn equipment is sitting.
That's right.
Jerry Dunn from Country Financial.